This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
All right, and the other one was out in the garden, but he's back in too. Dr. Batar, what's happening, my friend?
Everything's great over here. How about you?
Doing well. We've been soaked up. I was just going to tell Super Don on the break, but I didn't get back in time. I was like the snail whisperer, the snail catcher, the snail relocator. It's been so drenching wet the last few weeks here that I've lost the battle with snails again. Every blade of grass has a snail just kind of clinging to it so it doesn't drown. It's amazing. So I'm going to have to take my snail relocator equipment.
I was just envisioning you as a snail whisperer,
It wasn't. It's like, because they're all yelling, "Here comes Robert, run!" And, of course, they're not very fast. So I can catch them and relocate them pretty easily. But there's a lot of them, so we're going to be at it. This summer is going to be a garden snail catcher kind of thing going on. So, hey, last hour.
I was just going to ask you, the snails are detrimental to the garden for what reason?
Well, they aren't necessarily, but certain things they do like to eat. They do really like tomatoes. If you're not careful, they will come up and they will just track your tomatoes down. I don't have any problem with anything else, but that's primarily, like, I've got peppers, like the hot peppers, and even the sweet peppers. Uh-huh. They don't seem to mind. They don't like them, but the tomatoes especially, they'll take them out. So that's my target.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Well, but anyway,
I didn't know whether they were considered a natural pest or not, because I didn't know whether it was a sign from them, what it was. So that's good to know. I haven't never had any problems with snails in a garden, so.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to the lizards because there are plenty where we are, and they won't eat the snails. I'm like, dude, what good are you if you're not going to eat the snails?
Mm.
Right?
That's interesting.
You just poop on the lawn furniture. Come on, stop it. Anyway. All right, well, hey, let's get back to the health topics at hand, or people are going to think, this is absurd. What are you guys talking about? Of course, we did play a Monty Python clip last hour, so. Epigenetics is on my mind. As it always is. And there's a story about kids and babies from the get-go. We talk about a generational decline, Dr. Batar, last four generations being hammered, whether it be from DDT to other pesticides, other pollutants coming out, displacing, as we talk about, mineral displacement, et cetera. And now no longer can a lot of these kids methylate. So when they get hammered with injections of mercury or aluminum, and they didn't have a fighting chance to begin with. And now there's a story out here about lead, not in gasoline, because they supposedly moved it from that in the 70s, but 20% of all baby food samples, juices and veggies, they're finding lead in, 20%.
Yeah, this is a very big story in the sense that lead has not been minimized as mercury has been. It wasn't originally. It was back in the 60s and 70s, and it was, as I've told you before, off the air and on the air, I met the team that was responsible for taking lead out of gasoline. And even though lead is still present in gasoline, 90% of it is now out of gasoline. But they said that the battles that they fought, this is part of the CDC crew, I don't know how many of them are still there, but the group that was responsible for that within the toxicology department, the stories that they told and the trials and tribulations that they went through are very similar to those same things that people that are dealing with the mercury issue and trying to get mercury acknowledged by the government and the damage that mercury does. It's very similar type of story, but lead has been now accepted as an issue. There have been studies done that showing even that lower level of lead is associated with higher declines in IQs. There's lead screening places you can get conventionally. Everybody accepts it. In fact, EDTA, which is chelation therapy, that the typical chelation therapy is approved for lead toxicity. And every emergency room in the country, actually probably every emergency room in the world, but definitely in the United States, has EDTA on hand to bind to lead for acute toxicity. The only difference is they don't put the B vitamins and stuff into it. What they do is in the emergency room, they charge you 5 times or 10 times what the cost is compared to what the outpatient in a private.
Well, in a private medical setting,
But lead has been, so lead has always, in at least the last 30 years, has always been acknowledged as being a problem. But now you have something like this that's coming out, and they're showing that even though lead we know is a problem, it's in 1 out of 5 baby foods that people, the children are, eat, are being fed, is high in lead. I mean, that's insane.
Well, and we see, we talked about and joked about a little bit the snowflakes of the millennial generation that can't handle an opinion that's not theirs, right? They have to run and hide. When did that happen? When we grew up, Dr. Bitar, I mean, there was debate. You know, you could get intense about something, but you didn't need to play with Play-Doh just because somebody disagreed with you. You know what I'm saying? And this generation, if they haven't been injected into the full-on autism spectrum, varying levels of neurological impairment are in evidence, not only with IQ, but an ability to deal with adversity, the mildest of adversity. You know, we're talking, these kids would not survive a 24 to 48-hour blackout.
You're absolutely right. And this is talking about lead. Now, we know that mercury is more prevalent. Mercury's been injected into kids. It's being implanted into their teeth. It's being implanted into their mother's womb before they're even conceived. So in utero, they're getting a constant outgassing, 5 milligrams per deciliter produced per day outgassing that a woman's experiencing. 1 out of 6 women of childbearing age in the United States being mercury toxic, already established by the NHANES study with the CDC. So that mercury we know is so much more detrimental. Look at this in lead, and now you add the mercury. It is amazing that human beings are still walking. It's amazing that we are able to actually have children that are being born that are cognitively still functional. It's amazing to me how superior the creator, the ultimate engineer was in his design, that even though we put stuff on fire and light it.
Dr. Bitar, we're having some dropouts. Dr. Bitar, we're having some dropouts on your line tonight. We're going to have to check that out on the commercial break, but hang in there. We're going to keep talking to you about this. And I think it's important to distinguish between the forms or the different intoxicants, if you will. Lead, here we're talking about, which has a level of danger, but at levels that it causes IQ reduction, those same levels in mercury would likely kill you, just to give you, you know, a sensation of, or a sense of, I shall say, of the severe toxicity associated with different metals, right? Lead's bad, but man, at the same levels, mercury would kill you.
Mercury doesn't have the same profile as any other metal. Mercury is the only one that causes denudation of the nerve fibers. Mercury will actually cause the nerves to disintegrate, as you have probably seen
in fact, I know you've seen
the video documentation with the, we were talking about snails when we started the hour, right? So
yes.
The snail brain tissues that were done at the University of Calgary, it was evident within 20 minutes of exposure of the brain cells from snails with exposure to mercury in the same petri dish, not even direct exposure, and how the neurons disintegrated. So you are absolutely correct. What lead does, we know is bad, but what mercury does is exponentially more devastating. And in conjunction together, when both are in the same human being, an LD1 lethal dose of mercury, and LD1 is basically enough mercury to kill 1 out of 100 people. And an LD1 of lead, enough lead to kill 1 out of 100 people. If you put that into the same person, you will have an LD100. You will kill all 100 people. So the lead and mercury together have a 10,000% increase. Remember, 1 to 2 is 100%. 1 to 10 is 1,000%. 1 to 100, LD100, you have a 10,000% increase in mortality,
yeah.
Morbidity. I'm sorry, you will kill all 100 people.
You know, this is why modern medicine and all of its advancements in scientific sounding things They've missed the boat when they ignore the toxicologists, just as we've said about the CDC for many years now. By them not looking at toxicology, instead focusing all of their efforts on nonpartisan viruses, bacteria, and fungal species, they've missed the real cause of disease. But, of course, the less profitable acknowledgement that we cannot give a drug for toxic poisons, we must detoxify. And, of course, in terms of synthetic EDTA, you could argue that that's a drug technically, but the reality is it's not something that is being done commonly, even though it's available, as you said, probably in every ER on planet Earth, if not in the United States and Canada.
Yeah, Robert, this is one of the things, you know, we've talked about the synthetic aspect of something or the natural occurring aspect of something is not something that I actually spend much time being concerned about, because from my philosophical standing, it comes down to this. We are living in extraordinary times. We have an extraordinary level of toxicity that we're being exposed to, and it's going to take an extraordinarily different, more than natural method of removing the EDTA, DMPS, these are inert chemicals. What goes in your body comes out the same way, except it's bound to metals. I have used and will continue to use things that are not necessarily natural to elicit the desired response, but not from a philosophical standpoint, but from not a superseding the physiological parameters that God designed in our system. That's the difference. When we take a drug and we give it to the person, we're altering physiology. We must always be conscious that we cannot do that because we are defying the grace and the ultimate design of the physiological system. I used to say the human body, but it's of any living organism. The way the plants are made, the way the animals are made, humans. So we can't supersede that physiology. That's the key. So my issue isn't whether it's natural or not natural. My issue is it superseding physiology or not? Because you can take a natural substance and also try to alter physiology. So it's more for me about reinstating the natural physiological balance and whatever it takes, natural or you know, created, I'm okay with it. If it's synthetic, I'm okay with it because we're having to deal with. It wasn't naturally occurring. The level of mercury that people are being exposed to was not naturally at this point. Sure, there's a volcano erupts of mercury. That's fine, but nature didn't intend for us to inject mercury into our body or to have it implanted in our mouths without the acid. So that's going to take an extraordinary means to remove this unnatural exposure level, and that's going to be an unnatural synthetic compound.
Dr. Bitar, further nuance to what you said, I want people to hear it, is that when you're using a synthetic amino acid, for instance, in chelation, you say it goes into the body and it comes out, except it's grabbed onto some of these nasty heavy metals on the way out. So that's an important part of what you said, Dr. Bitar. I don't want anybody to misconstrue what you said. If it's going to add a toxic burden to the body, you're not going to be doing it unless it's a temporary life and death scenario to get you out of crisis. We're going to be back with more advanced medicine after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Each week at this time, we do advanced medicine with Dr. Rashid Batar, my good friend, and he's been featured in the Truth About Cancer series. He'll be back in October. Those tickets are on sale now, October 5th, 6th, and 7th in Orlando, Florida, The Truth About Cancer Live, and you'll definitely want to see Dr. Batar and many others that are coming together. Of course, if you miss a show, particularly when we have Dr. Batar on with us doing advanced medicine, you can always check out medicalrewind.com, medicalrewind.com, as well as all the other archives at GCN and, of course, here at robertscottbell.com. Dr. Batar, I just added that little nuance as we were going to break about the selection that you make to work with folks to detoxify them. The choice that you made is because the synthetic amino acids in chelation therapy, done right, they don't stay in. They don't bioaccumulate. They don't cause problems long term. They grab the stuff and go, the heavy metals, for instance. Whereas the drugs are toxic that if you are going to use them as a physician, and there may be arguably places where it's a life and death scenario, it's to get them on it to save their life and get them off of it immediately or soon thereafter, as opposed to the way it's being done now.
Well, Robert, there are two points to this, the two nuances that I want to point out, and I appreciate you taking the time to elaborate on this. This is one reason I love you so much, is because you're never about going through things fast. You're always about thoroughness. And these two nuances that you bring up, that, again, you're throwing that ball up there, you alley-oop it, and you glide and come down and slam it.
Slam dunk it.
So I'm going to slam dunk it now, and because you expect me to do that, and I appreciate that. That's one reason I appreciate you so much. So the two nuances here are, one, that drugs inhibit metabolic processes, whereas our philosophy, your philosophy, my philosophy, is to remove the impediment, to get rid of the obstacle, to get rid of the blocker. So you can, drugs, by definition, block pathways. When you take something out of the body, you're actually removing something that's creating an obstacle. So with the heavy metals, what we're talking about, there are no drugs that will bind heavy metals, first of all. Let me take that back. There are things that will bind to heavy metals because EDK really is a synthetic drug. DMPS is the synthetic amino acids. British analysts said these are all drugs. You're absolutely right. But they are removing a substance from the system that causes a problem. So the first thing is there are no traditional pharmaceuticals that will remove metals. All of them have actually been considered avant-garde, you know, out of the box. So EDK, DMPS, they're all synthetic. British analosite, the diphyroxamine, you know, all out of the box because the typical doctors don't use them. So that's the one thing. The second thing is the point that you brought up where the metal, these chelators, they don't stay in the body very long. EDTA has a half-life of 4 hours. DMPS has this is basically an IV half-life. Intravenously, it's given. It has a half-life of 4 hours. What that means is after you give somebody EDTA intravenously, in 4 hours, half the amount that was given is left in the body. The other half has already been eliminated. In the second 4 hours, half the remaining, or 25%, because half of 50 is 25. So the second half of that remaining half is out of the body. So now 75% is out in 8 hours. In 12 hours, 87.5% is out of the body. So basically in 24 hours, you've got 98% of the EDTA already out of your body. DMPS has even a shorter half-life when given intravenously. If you take it orally, it increases the half-life maybe double. It depends on the DMPS or EDTA you're talking about. So these substances are out of your body in a very, relatively speaking, very short time, 2 to 3 days, completely out of your system, no matter how you took it. And what they did, that they didn't stay in your body. They got eliminated. And when they got eliminated, they actually pulled out undesired elements. And so that's the difference. These are the two nuances I want to point out. One, drugs. There's no drug that is considered mainstream, that is considered safe, that a person can take that removes heavy metals. And drugs, by definition, are. In fact, I think that the reason that mainstream has obliterated the mention of these particular drugs, because they are drugs, is because they work within the physiological realm. They remove stuff and allow the physiology to come back on track. Robert, I just had an epiphany. Second, it has nothing to do with this pharmaceutical. Like people, we beat up on big pharma. These drugs are pharmaceutical. It's,
right.
It's actually the mode of action, the function of these things. That's really what the key should be, because these are drugs, but they work to optimize physiology by removing things that shouldn't be in there. And I think that is a key thing that people need to zero in on.
Beautifully said. Beautifully said. And again, the idea here, and again, the whole drug therapy scenario, right? Drugs were developed at a time in allopathic medicine, rightly or wrongly, I would say rightly, for acute prescribing to get somebody out of a life and death crisis. And that's where allopathic medicine shines. But the reality is they've evolved into or devolved into a system of slow, insidious, or fast, depending on the drug and how much they give you, in toxic poisoning of the entire body under the guise of helping you overcome disease. But they're actually at the very best managing your disease, and more likely they're creating 10, 15 other disease processes in the body that may manifest as something that will kill you, if not the outright drug toxicity killing you. These are the nuances that are very important to relay here on Advanced Medicine when we do Robert Scott Bell Show together with Dr. Rasha Bitar. We got a big question of the day from a mom of an 11-year-old next.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to harvestright.com or call 800-923-9591. That's harvestright.com or 800-923-9591.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
When you need answers, sometimes all you got to do is ask of it. Be prepared. You might not always like the answer, so hopefully you're sincere in your questioning, and I suspect this next one is pretty darn sincere, but it's pretty darn intense, too. But, Dr. Mitar, this sort of fits into the mold of what we're talking about, epigenetics, genetic decline, the weakening of the population, right? This woman, Christine, writes in as a mom. They have a medically complex and frail special needs daughter. She's 11 years old, 4 foot tall, but only 53 pounds. 11 years old. My daughter's almost 12. She's 11. I can't imagine 53 pounds. And they say it's Noonan syndrome. Her body is she's anemic. Her body's destroying her own red blood cells. She has to have transfusions. Large giant cell tumors on her ankles, knees, and wrists. Terrible pain. She can't walk or stand. She's bedbound. She's got edema. tremendous edema, which we understand why that might be happening. They have her on Miralax for extreme constipation. They've been invited to go to the NIH. This is such an intense case. And they're targeting soft tissue tumors. I mean, I can go on and on and on, but they've got her on Ensure Clear, which I'm sure has corn syrup, GMO corn syrup solids, chicken nuggets, sweet tea, pepperoni, and cereal for food. And they're saying that one of our alternative practitioners is detecting the toxic formula in her tumors, which we would argue that her body is trying to defend itself from the food that is not optimal or ideal or anywhere near it.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I'm not sure if this person that wrote this message to us, it seems like it's a very factual, objective analysis of what's happened with this child. But, and I'm hoping that's what it is, but when I read it, the first thing that hits me is this horror story of what's happened with this child, and then her diet is Ensure Clear, chicken nuggets, sweet tea, pepperoni, and cereal. And in the last part, if you have any other suggestions, we would be very grateful. So obviously, it's a sincere parent. My visceral response is, are you serious that this is let's put all this medical stuff aside for a second, the history. Just that diet is going to create problems. I don't care who you are. I don't care where you live. I don't care what your belief system is. That diet is going to cause a problem. End of story. I mean, in short, it's sugar. And if this child has cancer, you're feeding the cancer sugar. Cancer is an obligate glucose metabolizer, so you're pouring gasoline in a fire. There's no way that that's ever going to help. We all know that. So either they're really, really are unaware and they need a lot of guidance, or I don't understand. I mean, they have to know. Every parent has to know that that's not a good diet. Maybe they're struggling with the thought that I can't get anything in my child. She's failure thrive, so anything is better than nothing. Maybe they're in that they're in a desperate situation. I don't know where it is, but
they seem to be trying to transition, though, Dr. Bittar, because they're kind of consulting with someone more holistic. Although it's you know, again, we're not there. We can't give medical advice to this person, but certainly the compassion that I know you feel and I feel for an 11-year-old like this, we wish we could do so much, and yet there's only so much we can do. But right from the get go, now they're talking also about changing the diet. We should go non-GMO. Should we go more organic and even say kosher? But we don't know how to get her off of acetaminophen and codeine for the pain, right?
And this is the reason that I'm bringing this up. I wanted to kind of preface what I was experiencing myself viscerally, so that you know what I'm about to say may be taken the wrong way. But you know, you read something like this, and it gives you that type of response. And so when then you read this other part that you just mentioned, we're trying to go something for codeine, we want to go more non-GMO. How about stopping feeding the sugar?
Yeah.
Just start one place. You know, it's a simple thing. Stop the Ensure.
Okay. Oh, by the way, the Ensure, I asked Super Don what was in it. He got the list of ingredients. First ingredient, water. Second ingredient, sugar. Third ingredient, corn syrup solids.
Yeah.
Pure sugar. Yeah. And, of course, GMO corn sugar.
Yeah. I just saw it pop through. When you said it, I got it. Super Don sent it to me, too. I was just reading it. So I guess the issue that, you know, again, this is, I think, the reason that the message that we're putting out every week, Robert, is so important, because there are people still, it's hard for me to believe that there are still people that are this unaware, and I commend them for wanting to try to help and start to look at other options. But let's not worry about the thumbnail. It's like worrying about a thumbnail full of water that you can spill it and cause a water spill when you're standing out in the middle of a storm. So this thing you're looking at Ensure and chicken nuggets and sweet tea and pepperoni, and you're worried about non-GMO. Yes, you should be worried about GMO versus non-GMO, but let's forget about Ensure, whether it's GMO or non-GMO, it's bad either way.
Yeah. And we talked about the baby food, 20% of it containing lead at this point. Now they're also saying for pain, acetaminophen, which is liver toxic along with codeine. They just started cannabis tincture, so that might be of some assistance, hopefully, there. She was vaccinated initially, but they refused any more. Thank God for that. My gosh, this is, you know, a massive repair that needs to be done here. And I don't know that many doctors are qualified to do this.
Well, the thing that I wanted to get across, and you're absolutely right in everything you said, the point that I wanted to get across is that if there was a form of insurance that was non-GMO and one that was GMO, it doesn't matter. They're just as bad as each other. I would not say that, oh, well, this is non-GMO, so it's better. No, it still is bad because this sugar is pouring gasoline. It's like saying, is diesel fuel better than regular unleaded fuel to pour on a fire? They're both going to burn.
Yeah.
So the focus should be not on not the next level, but first clean up your basic diet. And my heart goes out for this child. It's, you know, again, when I hear stuff like this, it really angers me. And it's not the parents. It's
right.
The system has fallen so short of giving so much misguided information that a parent is that desperate. I mean, I can understand probably what they go through. If the child is failing to thrive and it's 53 pounds, they're thinking, let me just get something into the child.
Right.
It's a desperation thing. And
sure. Well, and of course, other things lead us to really conclude that there are toxic poisons in this child's body it's desperately trying to defend against, and that's why the tumors will form. This is an adaptation for survival. Of course, allopathic medicine docs were going to say, hey, let's throw some chemo in there, right? And you know, this child, I don't know that this child would survive much of that based on this, because the acetaminophen is destroying the liver as it's being given along with the codeine.
This is a fire that's burning and consuming, and unless it's put out, it's going to continue getting worse. This child, just from the history, we know she has heavy metals. We know she has persistent organic pollutants. We know she's going to be absolutely overridden with opportunistics, with the various types of bacteria, viruses, parasitic, you know, yeast, whatever all that stuff is. You know she's got the first three of the seven toxicities right off the bat. And you know, failure to thrive diagnosis that's been given, I mean, there's obviously something else going on here, but the failure to thrive diagnosis is her system failing because of the overload that her body's having to deal with right now.
Right, right. Well, and you know, this leads, you know, from a young child, which is unfortunate that this would happen to any young children. But again, this is the epigenetic decline over generations. Now we're seeing with these children born with such vulnerability and susceptibility that, you know, people that said, hey, I lived through the era of DDT, nothing happened to me. Like, well, what were your ancestors living through? Probably not the toxic burden in the same way that we are injecting each generation more or environmentally exposing even more. And we've weakened to the point where these millennials and post-millennials, they don't have a shot at this unless they're grown in an organic, non-vaccinated environment just to begin.
And I hope that everybody just heard what you said, because that is the essence. It's an accumulation on a generational level of the impaired ability for the body to keep itself clean, and on top of it, not getting the nutritional basis that everybody needs, that every physiological system needs, and whatever we are getting is more toxic. So it's a systematic assassination of our physiology on a generational basis. That's exactly what
it is. There's another article here about a woman wrongly diagnosed with cancer that had an unnecessary mastectomy, according to another lawsuit. But in many cases, even if it's a correctly diagnosed breast cancer, does it always necessarily require the removal of breast and breast tissue, or is there another way to encourage the body to release the toxins that have been accumulated, mercury, lead, arsenic, aluminum, as well as the pesticides, the fat-soluble toxins, the endocrine-disrupting compounds, whether they be from hormones purposefully given for birth control or otherwise? Can we encourage these children, much less these adults, to replenish their system and reactivate their system like you talk about in the 9 steps to keep the doctor away?
Well, I think that the potential to change is always there. I think that's one of the beauties of how that it's constantly adapting and it's constantly regenerating and it's constantly trying to reestablish that balance that we were designed to maintain. That's where exercise and the water consumption, all these different things we've talked about, come into play. So that's one of the beauties. It's an adaptogenic system that is highly versatile at dealing with all sorts of imbalances. That doesn't mean that because it's designed to deal with these imbalances, we should put it into these imbalances. We should strive to approach the zero point. In quantum physics, zero point is maximum output with minimal expenditure. That's what we should be striving for. So, yes, somebody would say minimal expenditure. There's a lot of expenditure of energy. Yes, that's true. But when you exercise, the post-exercise period, you are now at maximal output with minimal expenditure. You are actually, your metabolism is upregulated, your lymphatics are moving, your endocrine system is upregulated, everything is moving better. The neurons are firing better. Why? Because that exercise basically got everything moving again, or the water consumption. It's giving you the substrate that's necessary for the body to work, the enzymatic process to work, for the metabolic processes to continue the way that they're supposed to be. So each one of these things is really, we're approaching, our goal should be to approach 0 point, maximal output with minimal expenditure. And that's why, in my opinion, the system that God designed us with is set up to constantly deal with these imbalances. And that's one reason our slogan, The Power to Heal Is Yours, is so appropriate, because literally we are a self-regulating, self-healing system. We just have to do two things to invoke the full power of it. One, we need to remove what shouldn't be there. And two, we need to make sure what is there, what is supposed to be there, is present.
Exactly. He mentioned exercise. Research suggesting now that United States teenagers, U.S. teens, are as inactive as 60-year-olds. That doesn't bode well. Of course, some of these kids are that way because of electronics, but others are like the little girl we just talked about, that they're so ill almost from birth, or they're made ill by medical intervention like vaccines, that they never have an option to exercise. So we'd like to see that reverse course. That's why we do advanced medicine each week here at this time on the Robert Scott Bell Show. More with Dr. Bittar after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available, and now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
My husband says, you are what you eat. Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex. And wow, you've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I want to say to Christina wrote in about her daughter and Ron, and again, our prayers go to Grace Irvin, the little girl. Let us know what part of the country or world you are. If we happen to know any doctors that could be more helpful, you know, we're happy to pass those suggestions on to you as well, because there's only so much we can do on the radio. By the way, if you miss a show, medicalrewind.com with Dr. Bitar, you can go there, or you can go to iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio across the pond there in England, as well as SoundCloud right there at robertscottbell.com, and GCN, our broadcast home and radio syndication. Dr. Bitar, I want to transition into the Lyme disease issue because so many people are suffering in ways that they're not being responded to appropriately by modern medicine. They're putting them on antibiotics until they're almost killing them with antibiotics. And there's a Chicago Tribune article, and it's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, and you can see it there as well, where it talks about the Lyme disease and how dangerous it is to put people on these antibiotics intravenously as well. That it can kill them. But then again, they, even though they're right on that, they then take their shot across the bow against IV infusions of hydrogen peroxide, electromagnetic frequency treatments that might include homeopathy, garlic supplements, and then they go into stem cell transplants. So I want to get your perspective on some holistic things that can be helpful and not harmful in dealing with Lyme patients.
Sure. And they say that the Centers for Disease Control estimates that for every one diagnosis of Lyme, there's 10 more that are undiagnosed. That's probably true, but I think it also created this free-for-all where anything that people don't understand is stored into a Lyme's category. And then, you know, you've got all these different therapies that come in for dealing with Lyme's. But the bottom line is Lyme's falls into the third toxic thing, to the opportunistics. So, again, if you want to effectively deal with Lyme's, you got to deal with the heavy metals and you got to deal with the persistent organic cruisers first. And in the vast majority of cases, 80% plus, you don't have to deal with anything else because the immune system comes back online. But in the people that then need further assistance, there's many things that can be done. So this chronic use of antibiotics is a massive problem because, again, you're altering the ecology, you're throwing off the terrain, you're causing further insult to injury by throwing off. Now when you start taking antibiotics and you start turning off all the endogenous flora, you're promoting further imbalance to allow more opportunistics to come into play. Think of a woman that has vaginal yeast infection, if she takes antibiotics, what happens? It makes the yeast infection worse. Why? Because it's all filling up all the natural good bacteria that keep the yeast in check. And when you get rid of one part, it allows the other part to grow unimpeded. So that's one of the things that we want to deal with the gut. And antibiotics is the wrong thing. You're basically sterilizing the system and then allowing all these opportunities to flourish, because now they have more opportunity to grow without anything controlling their growth. So that's right. One issue. Going on to, like, with some of the other things they talk about, and they talked about they talk about the antibiotics issue, which I agree with. But then they go on to talk about unorthodox alternative therapies, including even stem cells. Well, I think that intravenous hydrogen peroxide and electromagnetic frequency treatments and garlic supplements, and in certain cases, not in Lyme's, but even certain cases, to use stem cells. Now, stem cells in Lyme's is foolishness. It's
Dr. Batar, we're getting dropouts on you in some of these critical moments that you're sharing these things, and it's a crime because I don't want to miss any word that you had. Also, I've worked with many physicians over the years with Lyme, and they've also integrated silver. I was surprised they didn't attack silver in this article.
Yeah, well, silver is a natural. We've talked about silver so much. We know how effective silver is. So I'm surprised they didn't mention that, but silver is something beneficial. All these things, I think, have a role. Not stem cells, though, because if your house is on fire, you have to first put out the fire before you try to rebuild the house. Stem cells will rebuild the house, but it's not going to put out the fire. So I can't hear
good point.
Where we are in the show right now. So the bottom line is, Robert, I think all these things have a role. Antibiotics, I do not believe, have a role. Stem cells, I don't believe have a role. But the rest of the stuff, if somebody knows what they're doing, these are all effective modalities. But the bottom line philosophically, Dan, is get rid of the toxicity, give your body what you need, and if you effectively detoxify the body and give the body what it needs, Lyme's will, just like everything else, will become a non-issue.
Yeah, beautifully said. Key, remember this, opportunistic. Not everybody that gets bit by a tick suffers with Lyme disease, even if they're exposed to the Borrelia. Depends on the vitality, the functioning of your immune system. That's why it's the rebuilding of the whole house. But as Dr. Batar says, don't throw stem cells in there when you're still on fire, because it might rebuild it improperly, as it's been for many years, perhaps now generations. So we're going to keep correcting it each and every week. I'm on 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Dr. Batar, tell them what they need to know before we gots to go.
That the power to heal is unequivocally yours.
Yes, it is.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.